You hit a nerve. You hit a nerve hard. Reading your message, somehow I could identify. But let me tell you my advice, because I've been there. Out of experience, I'm telling you that generalization is bad. Generalization is a mistake that I made in my book. You cannot say Egyptian girls, and you cannot say Egyptian men, and you cannot say Egyptian culture. This is too general. There are subcultures, and there are minority groups, and there are individuals, and it's a huge thing. You cannot just say that all Egyptian girls think alike, or you cannot say that all Egyptian guys think the same way. I did, but I was wrong, and I'm saying this everywhere. So here is my advice for you. If you meet a girl and from the beginning you feel that she's too traditional, too conservative, or too Egyptian for your taste, then back off. Why would you invest time and emotions in a relationship that from the very beginning looks like a complete failure and would just leave you frustrated and feeling rejected and out of place? Why? So that's the first thing. You see a girl, you feel that she's too Egyptian, walk away. If it's not what you're looking for, walk away. The example that you gave me here is you failed to turn admiration into love because the girl thought it's inappropriate to talk to guys. Now, for God's sake, what attracted you to a girl who thinks that it's inappropriate to talk to guys? I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm not saying she's bad. I'm saying that she's different from how you think. What attracted you to her? Was it the challenge? So, first of all, if you meet a girl where you find that you are coming from east and she's coming from west or vice versa, walk away. Second thing, it depends on where you're looking for those girls. There are a lot of open-minded girls in Egypt. A lot of women who are really, really progressive. You just need to place yourself where they are. You need to make it easier for them to find you. Now, top of my head, because I have a lot of those girls on my Facebook. I mean a lot. And most of them, they post videos and they post notes and they put articles. They're outspoken. They're progressive. And I love them. So, begin commenting on their notes. Show them what you've got. Show them that you come from where they come from. Show them that the two of you can be going towards the same destination. So, my first advice, if you find that you're attracted to a girl and she's too Egyptian for you, walk away. Do not waste time trying to change her. That's bad. Second, try to place yourself somewhere where you are more likely to meet progressive women, because they are a lot. All those cultural events and NGOs and writers associations and book signings. I mean, like, there are a lot. I just keep running into them. I don't want to recommend any of my friends, but there are a lot. And then finally, the third point, you said that when it comes to dealing with foreigners, you're free and you're happy and you impress them. If you feel that you want to get married to a foreigner, go ahead. Go ahead. But my main concern is the generalization. You make wrong choices, or you put yourself in the wrong crowds, and then you say, I cannot find the right person. I told you, I identify with your message, and I'm working on that. So, it is workable. You can come up with a solution for this. But you just have to think of those three points that I told you.